Thai PBS World Podcast. Between Work by Thai PBS World. If you are a non-Thai person who is trying to navigate work and life in Thailand, we're here for you. Hello and welcome to Between Work by Thai PBS World, where we discuss work, life and inspirations for your daily grind. This is our last episode of this series now, it's our 8th episode. And with me on the show are our two Thai PBS World Journalist Fellow of 2025, John Marwin Elau from Philstar.com.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this for the last time. Hello Claire and hello to our audiences.
Yeah, and Mohammed Hasik Saheed from RTM Malaysia.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. To our audiences, you guys are going to miss us.
Yeah, definitely. I'll also miss you very much. Last episode, hey. It also concludes the year 2025, which is, I think it draws to a very nice close to your program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How has it been? Be honest.
It's been a roller coaster ride, to be honest, because we started the journey a bit slow. Mm-hmm. And then there comes the tsunami of workload because of many Thai breaking news. Every week there is big news that is happening here in Thailand. So it's a roller coaster, but I'm glad that I experienced this. I've learned so much from Thai PBS World and Thai PBS in general. So I will bring this experience back to my home country. As I do my journalism, as I continue being a journalist in the Philippines, I will bring all the aspects that I've learned here as I do my work back in my home country.
Mm-hmm. This is going to get emotional. Hasik?
I had too much fun, I guess. It feels like a dream, you know, like suddenly you woke up, just this morning I woke up, like, oh, this is my last day, right? Yeah. There were so many memorable events happening throughout the period, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, how do I say? It's very, I don't know, maybe 2 months is not enough. So, but then again, like, you know, like, we all have our responsibilities. Like, we need to go back to our organization, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, so for them, 2 months is long. It's a long time.
I would say it's a long time, especially if you're the boss. One staff from the team is a long time.
Yeah, two months is a long time, right?
Yes.
But for us, it's like a walk in the park. It's like very short. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. For the record, I have to say this on the pod because I want to thank both of your bosses for helping make this happen, because without their permissions, this wouldn't happen.
You wouldn't
be allowed to participate in this program.
Yeah.
So yes, with my sincere gratitude to both of your bosses and the organization, Philstar.com and RTM. Here's a shout out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're very thankful as well, especially that we've learned so much and it will benefit our organization as well because Thailand news media landscape is a very different game than back from our country or in Malaysia.
Yeah,
in
definitely.
A good way or in a bad way?
In a good way, of course. Because there's so many facets of it. Like, you have to know the regulation and stuff and then compare it or triangulate it with Malaysia and the Philippines. So
yeah.
I've really learned a lot, especially in Malaysia and in Thailand, and compare it with my own country. This is a mind-opening experience for me. So I'm very thankful for the both of you. Like, during the podcast that we do 8 episodes, I've learned so much from Miss Claire and to Hasik.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for both of my co-hosts for this very nurturing and enriching experience, this podcast.
Where's the tissue?
This is painful.
He promised not to cry on the podcast.
Yeah, I won't.
Yeah, my bosses be glad to have me back, actually.
I'm sure.
Because they're short-handed right now at the office. But
towards the end of the year as well.
Yeah, it's end of the year. And everybody's taking leaves. So we have a WhatsApp group, right, to request for leaves, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, the moment, my teams, they will, like, request certain dates, like, or which date they want to be off or, like, taking leaves, right? Mm. So when I applied for my leave and I said, I'm back. I'm back on the roster. And then it's like, and suddenly, like, those who requested after me, like, they requested so many leaves. Like, 7 or 8 days leave because I'm there already, right?
So yes. Yeah,
they're getting so back at you.
Yeah, been in for you. Yeah. Yes. The past 2 months.
Yes.
My boss actually sent me a message like, we're happy. She said that they're happy I'm coming back. They might be afraid I'm gonna stay here for longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Because your boss, I think she can sense it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I've been trying so hard to have John join our team. I mean, there's still a few hours left, John. You can
decide, man.
I will.
You will?
No.
Everything
is fluid, right?
Ah, okay.
You wouldn't know what happened.
So it's a possible outcome.
I'm not closing any doors, so.
Oh.
But I think if I'm ever gonna work here, I need to study for a year about Thai language.
Oh, Thai language, yeah. Yeah,
it'll help a lot if you know the language, exactly. So I guess this episode we're going to talk about mainly goodbyes and the things you want to leave behind in 2025 because it's the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And ooh, what do you look forward to in 2026 as well? Let's start with what's the hardest thing to leave behind at Thai PBS in 2025?
The people.
Yeah.
Claire, Tiff, Imp. Everything that we've encountered here have been so kind to us.
Mm.
So it's gonna be hard letting you guys go.
Mm.
But
you're not letting us go. You're just saying goodbye, right?
Yeah. This is not goodbye. We'll come back in Thailand.
We'll probably have a reunion. I mean, Why the flight's not only a few hours.
Yeah, it's just 3 hours for the Philippines.
We can go like daily flight, right?
Yeah,
on the same
just for this year. This is my third time in Thailand. This just this year.
Ah, okay. So you travel a lot.
It's a sign.
We'll definitely see you guys again. But aside from the people, I think getting to work in Thai PBS world, like getting to know how you guys work, your rigor about your work, the service that you provide to the Thai people, it's very commendable. Especially I witnessed it during this calamity, the recent calamity last month. In Hatyai, right?
Yeah.
I think I will bring that aspect of not just doing journalism, but doing it in a way that you serve the public with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is one of the most thing that I will miss working here in Thai PBS.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you?
That's very, very professional, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just the memory, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I made a lot of memories here. I made new friends, too. It's like, how do I say it? It doesn't make you cry, but it does make you feel like, oh, okay, like you're leaving this place, right?
Yeah.
Because I've become acclimated to this area, like, to going from our house to here, and you know, like to leave that kind of routine behind is like, I'm gonna miss that. Yeah.
I'm gonna miss living so close to work.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I have 2-hour commute from my work, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm gonna miss that. And my occasional sorry cap to everyone who will come to the office.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I will miss that.
Oh, and also I'm gonna miss 7-Eleven here in Thailand.
Sawadika
Shinka. Also like Sawadika Shinka. Like, you're so very welcoming.
We murdered the language.
Do we say it right? No, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that is correct.
That's surprising.
We heard it so much that
hello and welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
That's correct. What about 2025 in general? How has the year been for you? And do you have a system of like reevaluating the year as it comes to a close? And certainly, there are things that you might have to leave behind or lessons that you have learned in 2025 in general. What would that be?
2025. Like, it's been a while, right? 2025. Like, I felt like it was just yesterday that we celebrated New Year for 2025. And now that we've come to ending the year, right? But I would say that to evaluate what I did, what I achieved, I don't have any system, but I would say like on career wise, I think I jumped a lot of I think like achieved a lot of milestones while being mm-hmm. here in Thai PBS world during the fellowship period. How do I say it? Well, it was a mix of professional and emotional, personal kind of like experience, right? So it kind of make you into like somebody new. I hope like I can bring this new me back to Malaysia and like show it to my boss.
Wow.
Yeah.
For me, I have 2025 is the year of many firsts for me. 2025 is the year of, this is my first long-haul flight, actually. I've experienced like my first 14-hour flight this 2025. And looking back, this has been a good year for me. But I don't think it's a good year in general for the Philippines and other countries. But for me personally, I will bring the lessons that I've learned from 2025. Very, what do you call this? The things that I will left is, because I overthink too much. So I overthink on stuff like a certain decision. I will not sleep before I do or decide on this decision. So I think that's the aspect that I will leave behind this 2025. And I'm looking forward to, how do you call this? I'm ending this year on a good note. Saying goodbye to Thai PBS. Saying goodbye. See you soon.
See you again, right?
Yeah.
For me, I think I do have a little bit of a system in terms of evaluating myself. So career-wise, this is the first year that I have taken a very important assignment as the director of Thai PBS. So it has been challenging and rewarding at the same time and humbling in many ways. Like I learn a lot from this job. So yes, I'm not gonna leave it behind, but I'm gonna take that kind of that memories and lessons learned into 2026 that it will help me become a better team leader for me, career-wise, financially. Everybody needs to, we all know that we need to spend less, right? Budget a little bit more. Be a bit stricter with money. That's what I want to leave behind. I'm too relaxed.
I need to have a...
So career, we need to have money,
a system where I can track my own expenses, because I usually just splurge out and this doesn't know where is my money go, right? Especially when I was here in Thailand, like I spent so much, and then coming back, where did my money go?
On what? Yadom.
I brought like 10 packs.
Wow.
Souvenirs.
To bring it back home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not for myself. I'm not that too addicted.
For the record, John loves Yadom. Like on the first day that he got here at Thai PBS World, they were both very formal. And John told me like, this is like, I love Thai Yadoms very much. Imagine telling that to your boss the first day.
It's icebreaker.
It's an icebreaker, definitely. Yes. So yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't use the green one anymore.
Yeah, not the green one, right? It's too bulky to carry.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I saw Tiff using like
two at the same time. He's always extra. One of our content creators who is also the advisor for both of you. Like you're
he's our producer.
More like
For our TV pieces.
Yeah. Yes.
He guided us a lot, actually. But because we kind of live in the same building and like we hang around a lot with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So eaten in many halal places during
this
trip.
Because of him.
Because they're both Muslims.
But it's good, right?
Oh my god. And now we're back on food.
Yeah. Again. And then we go circle back to food. Yes.
As always. What else? Like, what about good and bad habits that you want to leave behind in 2025?
Oh.
Anything that would be useful for our audience as well? Like habits that needs to go away. I'll go first. Okay. Mine is scrolling mindlessly on social media. I want to leave that behind.
We call that doom scrolling, right?
Yeah. Like,
you just scroll
the rabbit hole
until you're asleep.
That's not productive.
Yeah, it's not
very healthy as well.
Yeah, the, exactly.
For me, mm-hmm. like it happens a lot, cause especially
yeah.
like after a stressful day, you go back home, yeah. get on your mobile, and then it's just like just automatically. Like,
and you will notice the happens. Time. Like you're exactly. scrolling for about 2 hours already, like, and you lose your sleep, right?
That's bad. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. bad. Yeah, I want to stop doing that. So, that's my goal for next year. What are you guys? bad habits you want to leave behind?
Me is. Checking work emails, work group chat, even if it's on my day off. Mm-hmm. I tend to do that.
Yeah,
like,
me too. The red dots.
Like I should turn up my work laptop, my work phone during my off hours, right? So because I tend to do that. And then if I saw some breaking news, I will
You have like instinctively
doing it. Yeah, and right? it's tiring. It's giving me burnout. So yeah, I plan to leave that behind in 2026.
So compartmentalization.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Time and management.
I think prioritizing my mental health this 2026. I think
so much important, man.
I plan to be more out there. Because this 2025, especially back when in the Philippines, I tend to just stay home during my day off.
Mm.
What I've learned about Thai people is they would like to go to malls. They like to go to outside during their day off. So I plan to bring that back when I come back to the Philippines. So I plan to go out during my day off. I plan to enjoy the scenery as it is and bring the sabay-sabay culture of Thai.
bad habits. I don't think I have one. I have a lot of bad habits. Like, I think I'm going to leave behind this year is coming late to work. Actually, I'm a chronic guy. I have this chronic problem where I like, because I usually work in the morning shifts, like around 6, right? So I have to go up from my house around 5 a.m. And yeah, on some days I couldn't sleep. So it happens a lot to me. So
it used to happen to me as well.
Yeah, it's like you are not tired or something, right? But just that you cannot sleep. So I want to leave that behind, and also like going early to work. Like coming early to work. Mm. Yeah, because my boss has been reminding me a lot to come early to work. And yeah, like while in our fellowship period, right?
Yeah. Everybody turns up late.
Exactly. And that's the one thing I want to leave behind at Thai PBS though. No. It's not a bad thing actually because...
Yeah, because they tend to late work.
Yeah.
They tend to work late.
Yeah,
so.
And then like, they don't have deadlines to finish. So, but for my newsroom, we have deadlines, right? So we need to be there early so that we can prepare for anything.
TV people, they do have deadlines, but for social media, it's like as fast as you can, and once you're done, you can go home.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
more flexible, yeah, right?
Exactly. And what about the things that you look forward to in 2026? Anything that is interesting happening or things that you are aiming for?
I'm aiming for more travels.
Oh, okay.
I plan to expand my travel bucket list. Because I haven't been to Europe in the US, so I'm applying for fellowship in the US and Europe. So hopefully I get to go and see snow for the first time because I haven't seen snow. Because we live in a tropical country, right? So I plan to. My goal is for 2026 is to finally see snow.
That sounds so childish, but that's nice.
I mean, coming from a country that has no snow, right? It's kind of like
that's quite a good one, actually.
Yeah.
To get yourself out there somewhere that is new.
It's not to just explore.
My other goal is this is very personal. To finally have a relationship next year.
Oh my God.
Because I've been so single for many years.
How's that coming along?
I opened dating apps here, but all of it are just hooked up. So I plan to... have that organic encounter. There's this term in the Philippines now that they don't want dating apps anymore. They don't want meeting online anymore. They want to find their partner through organic encounters. So
I plan to go out more.
That's why I plan to go to bookstores abroad to meet my own that, like the romantic comedy
that is
movies.
So cliche.
Yeah, right. But I'm a cliche person.
Ah, okay.
No, I think that's cute. But we're gonna have to keep a tap on John's
let's
status.
See his Facebook status, whether he changed in a relationship or something.
Is John single or still single?
Yeah.
Why?
You will know if I'm in a relationship anymore. Because I will soft launch.
Oh, you will
soft launch.
So soft launch. Just his torso.
Yeah,
just
his hands.
And then the hard launch. Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep my eye out. Definitely.
What about you, Glenn?
Yeah. What do I look forward to in 2026? I want to get a holiday. That sounds weird, right?
Yeah. You deserve a month-long holiday.
It sounds really sad, isn't it? But yes, I want to get a proper holiday, at least 1 week, to travel somewhere.
Oh, you haven't...
Where do you plan?
I haven't had a holiday since... I can't remember.
Oh my god, that's so... Where do you plan to go?
I don't know. Maybe Shanghai, or if it's not China, then it's always London. Because I used to work there, and I've got lots of friends where I can crash
Reconnect.
On the sofa. And yeah, it saves a lot of money, like, in Europe. So I might do that next year, so hopefully, yeah. And career-wise, I think I want to make Thai PBS World... bit more widely known.
Yeah,
we want to put out more stories that are useful for people. Like, it's not like we're not useful at the moment, but I want to level up our content. That's my goal for Thai PBS World. Like,
if foreigners want to know something about Thailand, you want them. The first idea to come to their mind is Thai PBS World.
Exactly. Thank you. That's our strategist right there. That goes in my...
Bringing talent to the world.
Bringing talent to the
world. It's kind of sound like a pageant... what they call this? Pageant theme. Like, bringing talent to the world.
That could work. Like, beauty pageant sort of thing. How did we get here? I'm not sure. Also, what else do I want? There's something I want to make sure that I do before... year end. There's a dish that I want to try. We're talking about food again. There's a dish that, because my birthday is in December, right? But by the time this pot goes on air, it would have already passed my birthday. But
my birthday is also December.
Also December. Yours is
December.
Also?
What December are you?
12.
I'm December 9th.
12.
Oh, wow,
it's
like
Shopee sale.
Shopee sale. 12. Lazada.
Our birthdays are just not too far from each other.
Yeah. You are?
December
9th. It's just like years apart, but not too far. But yeah, I want to eat this steamed crab on rice. Like, a dish is a Chinese dish.
Oh.
Very,
is
very
it available
hard to find
in
here.
Bangkok?
I don't know. I'm still looking for it. But it's quite hard to find here. They put sticky rice in a bamboo basket, and then they put the crab on top with some seasoning and the rice and then steam it.
Do we still have food?
I've been craving that for so long, so I have to eat that before the year ends, or that would be my New Year meal or something to celebrate. What about you? Like, what are you aiming for in 20? A new PlayStation? Definitely the new Nintendo. Like, it's been out for a while, but I've been waiting.
Switch 2, right?
Yeah, I've been waiting for a game to be released, and I'll get the console as well as the new game.
But isn't it like expensive?
It is.
Right. It's quite expensive. How much would it cost here?
But this is not about the money. It can't be about the money.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about proving a point that you that you are a serious gamer.
Achieving a goal.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to 2026. I'm looking forward for a raise.
Okay.
Salary raise.
Ah, that's
because I'm a civil servant, so we have another two raise coming next year.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Wow.
A six
good
boss
for you.
hint. If you're listening.
And
how do you get a raise, like in Malaysia? So is it like there's a system that evaluates your performance on a rest of
In our case, like, we have to score above 85 only
in
then
your
we can,
evaluation
yeah only mm. then we can get a raise
similar yeah. to Thai PBS
and but it's more stricter in the private sector.
So the race is set already. It's not based on your performance.
The race?
The race.
No. It's based on your performance. Mm-hmm. Like if you achieve that
85%,
then you can get a race.
Mm-hmm. But if not, the amount of race, it's the same from everybody.
Yeah, yeah. The same. It doesn't differ from like the score.
Like a set percentage.
Yeah. No. Like it's set.
Like, it's not like commercial media where your race depends on the potential. Yeah, your performance and the profit.
And also like, I want to go to other ASEAN countries also. Like,
Philippines.
Yeah, definitely. Like
ASEAN Summit. ASEAN Summit. Philippines.
You should have a reunion in Manila.
In Manila. Or in Kuala Lumpur.
In KL.
No.
Why you don't want us to go there?
He
doesn't want us to meet his wife.
Why?
No. It was just a joke. He met my wife already. Yeah. He met once,
but
right?
Just hi. And then I saw them at the train station. I hid from them.
Did you miss your family during the 2 months here?
A lot.
How do you handle
being far?
Yeah, being far from family. Oof. Both of you.
My wife is gonna listen to this. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, miss a lot. Like I don't think anything like to handle that. It's just distract yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like go out with these two, John and Tiff, right?
Chill with your friends.
Yeah, just to distract yourself from feeling
homesick.
Yeah, but it comes nonetheless. Like when you asleep, when you like lying down on the bed at night, right? Especially me because I'm married. It kind of feel weird that you're sleeping alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
How are you, John?
I miss my family, especially my mom. But I do regularly call her. Video call, and she always bring my cat to. She shows it in the camera, so I won't feel less lonely.
He said his mom packed his bag for him to come here.
Yeah,
at the moment he's having so much difficulties packing everything in the two suitcases that he brought.
Because
always
on my overseas trip, my mom is the one who packed for me.
She's good with
like
Tetris.
Tetris. I have so many clothes, but she can fit it in my two luggage.
And now you have a problem.
Yeah, that's my problem tonight. It's and tomorrow is my flight.
Dear. For me, being away from home, I don't really miss the because I've been to boarding school my whole life, and then I spend my life at university all by myself, like without my family, because I've studied overseas, so I don't have that kind of feeling anymore. But it's like today I grew up in the days before the internet where telephone calls overseas cost so much. So I think I get used to that, but now whenever you miss your family, you just have to text or call. It's easy. For me, I'm really cool with that.
But it's like a part of growing up is to be detached from your family once in a while, right?
Yeah, you have to focus on yourself a bit
sometimes
to like be independent and all this.
But yeah
that's why I'm always okay for
a trip.
Overseas trip. Because I still live in with my mom, right? So overseas trip is a welcome new experience every time.
Yeah, you can like go away for a while.
Yeah.
Be wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so since this is our final episode of the series, it's just the final episode, but it's not the end of the show. And we will potentially have a reunion episode somewhere along the line next year, right?
Yeah.
Maybe leave a few words to end the series for our audience. Both of you, please.
Okay, so I wish Thai PBS World a success. I wish Claire had more time for herself and happiness.
Thank you.
I wish all the staff to be happy working under Claire. And I wish Thailand to recover, especially those part that was affected
by the flood last
month. Yeah, by the flood and by the sinkhole. A lot of things. And also, I wish all our audiences a very happy new year. And looking forward to 2026. It's like, it's like a, it's not like you being new, no. Just, it's just like improved version of you, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, look forward to that.
And follow RTM.
Okay.
For my part, I would just wanna say to our audiences, say my heartfelt appreciation to them for always listening to our episode and looking forward for our new episodes. And I hope they look forward to our reunion episode next year.
So
I just want to say that I value the time that I spent here in Thai PBS World. I want to thank and show my appreciation to Claire for being so kind to us. It's shocking, but she really go out of her way to support us fellows. Thank you, and to the team. You guys are really the best. I've learned so much, and I hope you guys learn from me also, from my experiences in the Philippines.
Definitely.
And, you guys, I hope continued success, because you guys are successful now, and I hope you guys continue doing what you do and improve it more to reach more audiences in the next upcoming year.
Yeah.
So I think 2026 is the year for Thai PBS World.
Yeah.
And it's not a goodbye, because we'll be seeing each other guys again.
Yeah, and we have a WhatsApp group now.
So yeah.
I'll be texting you on the weekends now. We're friends forever.
For sure.
What about you, Claire?
For me, to the audience, I would like to thank them for following all of our products that we put out on online and on TV, especially with this program, which is very experimental. Sometimes, like the first episode, it was like a bit scripted. Now we just kind of wing it. But still, we thought that it would be useful to all of our listeners in some ways. If not useful or informative, at least entertaining, because we've been trying to send this message about things we talk about between work, and I think it's all about companionship that gets us through either difficult times, challenging times, or whatever. So it's important to have friends at work and outside of work, between work or whatever.
I think that what makes us more, that what makes us, makes our work more, how do we say, manageable, right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Otherwise it's gonna be overwhelming for like
I wanna see the Between Work podcast have their video video
version. Format also. It's gonna go crazy. People will,
they will find who are bashing them
with our crazy hand looks and everything.
You know, like we should wear crazy costume every time we on air for the podcast.
If we're more popular, we might have the budget for that, then we can do that. So it's up to you, to the audience, our listeners out there, so to support us. But yeah, thank you so much. And do leave us a few words in the comments if you like, regarding the topics that you want us to discuss with our next series, and I'll still be here. But yeah, thank you to you all, and I hope you have a good 2026. You as well, Haseek and John, thank you so much for experimenting with this episode, with this series.
We really appreciate the opportunity to experience this. This is a new environment.
We're learning as we go, right?
Learned. So
I think what I've learned so far from this podcast is like, sometimes like it's okay to go out of the script.
Definitely.
And to speak yourself. Express your emotion.
That's the best way to connect.
And safe to say, we can call ourselves now as a podcaster.
Oh, maybe. It's an international one also.
Right? I guess that concludes our series and our show for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always. And do look for us next year in 2026. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
guys. Happy New Year.
Jen Marvin signing off.
As it's a hit. Bye.
Bye.